Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston is just 2 inches short of a new record for its snowiest winter ever. Much of the nearly 9 feet of snow that's already fallen is still piled up, disrupting traffic and commerce. A survey of state business retailers done by the Retailers Association of Massachusetts finds a 24% drop in sales during the storms, with restaurants and retailers reporting a sales drop of nearly 50%, even during the busy Valentine's Day period. Still, this year's storms are not expected to cause as big of a long-term disruption to the region's economy as the severe cold did a year ago. WBUR's Kurt Nekisch tells us why.
Superstitious Bostonians might want to blame their weather woes on Patrick Renna. He's the CEO of Bo Loco, the local burrito chain. Back in January, he remembers, he was forecasting strong growth at a company board meeting.
And I remember the chairman asking me, "So Patrick, what's the biggest risk?" And I said, "Weather." And I remember saying, "But thankfully, we've been good so far." And then 2 weeks later, started the 102-inch snowfall that we've received since then. So maybe I jinxed it.
If he jinxed it, it cost him. Bo Loco's sales fell 20% last month. Many of the company's stores are downtown, serving people working in office buildings. Some stores were closed for days.
In my 20 years of business, it was the worst restaurant month I've ever been involved with.
Unlike sales of something you were going to buy anyway, like a new refrigerator, which just gets delayed, those burrito sales are gone for good. Michael Goodman is an economist at UMass Dartmouth.
You're not going to sell two lunches tomorrow to offset the one lunch that you didn't sell today.
But just because workers did not come into their Boston offices as much to grab a burrito for lunch doesn't mean their business is down 20% too.
I worked from my desk in my living room.
That's Amanda Schreier, an attorney at the Boston law firm Prince Lobel Tye. The snowstorms kept her from going to the office, but they didn't keep her from going to work.
I have a laptop, and I can connect remotely to my work system. It was really business as usual.
The firm's managing partner, Craig Tataronis, says billable hours were down 10% last month, but he's not too stressed about it.
We certainly understand why we have the result we do in February, but we also expect that we will get the productivity back.
Tataronis says his lawyers and paralegals can make it up by working longer hours and coming in on weekends. And that's the case for many companies affected by the snowstorm, says Doug Handler. He is the chief U.S. economist at the research firm IHS Global Insight in Lexington.
We're lucky that Boston is, for the most part, a knowledge-intensive city, and actually, the permanent economic loss because of that really isn't that significant.
By knowledge intensive, he means financial services firms, universities, computer software companies, places that can make up the work later. When Handler's team came up with their estimate of the permanent economic loss from the snowstorms, they did it from the comfort of their homes.
Depends on the time of day, but we start with hot chocolate for sure.
The estimate? The permanent loss to the Massachusetts economy is just over $1 billion. It's not chump change, but annualized, that's just a percentage point off the regional output. That's a pretty good outcome, considering how much snow still blankets the region. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nekisch.